Talks.
This is Money Talks with Dr. Gene. That's me.
Teddy Parrish, CFA, and I'm joined today by the man, the myth, the legend, Dr. Gene Hensler, and the lovely Jennifer Thomas.
Aren't you sweet?
CFP.
CFP, yes.
And in charge of all the stuff that's important around here.
Yes.
If you got any complaints about how you're not getting handling right, call Jennifer. She's in charge of that.
That's right.
There we go. Yeah. Actually, it's planning and implementation. Isn't that what we've
named it? That is my department, planning
That's
and implementation.
Largest department in the entire massive Hensler Financial Corporation. Well, guess what? Down 2.9%, Teddy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you can't even give any... They're trying desperately to explain this. The bottom line is, it's very simple. People are broke.
Yeah.
You've got inflation going up. Anybody who shops, and I do the shop, you know, that's one of my skills. That's one of my skills. Food prices are up. Gasoline's up. Clothes are up. I guess the only thing that's down is 105-inch TVs.
Yeah.
So if you buy those every week and you build those into your budget, then that probably will reduce the cost of living. And all of a sudden they found out that people spent what?
Nothing.
Less on health care.
Yeah.
Why would that be? Because they didn't buy it.
That's a big deal.
They got cut off. They got cut off from the gym and they didn't buy it.
That's embarrassing.
It sure is. I tell you
it's
right.
It's embarrassing.
Now.
And here's the thing, Gene. I mean, ever since, looking back as far as you want to look, the revisions between the first and the third GDP revision has averaged about 0.3%. What are we at right now? 3%. A 3% revision. That's embarrassing.
Yes, it is. All right. Let's talk about some economics. Existing home sales?
Up.
Exceeding expectations.
And, I that's the one positive this week. And maybe a couple others, but it looks like existing home sales were up 4.59% month over month, and new home sales were up 18.6% from April, which was down a whole bunch. So, I mean, at least we got a positive number there.
Then why was mortgage activity sluggish?
That's the weekly number.
Well, I'm just saying this. You tell me that everybody's buying houses, they ain't paying cash for them.
Yeah.
I know. Something's not making a bunch of sense to me in the housing market. Hey, listen. We're 400,000 under per year of building homes that we need.
Yeah.
We're going to have, at some point, I would predict after the Obama administration is gone, when housing demand is going to go through the roof.
Yeah.
We need 1 million new housing units a year to cover the families.
Family formation,
immigration, et cetera.
Yeah.
And with all those young kids, we need 2,000 or 2 million, you know.
Yeah.
Coming across the border. And we're not doing that. We're well behind that. And then I look at all these numbers and I see the conference board says the consumer confidence is up.
The highest level since 2008.
I don't know where the government is getting their numbers from.
I don't know.
I don't know who they're talking to.
They're saying that plans to purchase big ticket items has improved. So that 105-inch TV is down in price and people might buy it now, Gene.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yours is pretty close to that.
I've got an 85-inch. I had an 85-inch high def, all that sort of stuff like that. And I had to move the speakers out and knock a hole in the wall to put the speakers. This time I'm going to have to build a whole new wall. I'm limited to 85-inch. Maybe I can go 87-inch, but that's it for TVs. And I am a vidiot, buddy, I'll tell you right now.
So, Your home price actually went up as well, Gene.
Yeah, they're talking about that home prices have gone up, and I think that's true.
Yeah.
If you look around our neighborhoods, I think we're all pretty happy with what's happening to the prices of homes.
Yep. At a decelerating pace, but still up 10.8% from last year versus 12.6%.
Yeah, I mean, what's supposed to go 12% a year or something? Come on.
No, it can't go up forever.
It's playing catch up. I think Atlanta is still behind its peak in 2007 or 8.
Slightly, I think about 5 to 6%.
Yeah, it's catching back up, and Atlanta wasn't one of those markets where we had a tremendous amount of increase in value of homes, like some markets. It was a modest increase, and so people are getting back to which I've noticed some houses in my neighborhood popping up for sale, and my suspicion is that there are people who finally are not underwater in their homes and who have wanted to sell for.
The number of homes on the market went up 6% from this time last year, even though monthly inventory went down. I can't explain that, but that says to me
monthly inventory is based on sales. So if sales have picked up, even though the inventory is up 6%, sales may be up 10, quote, and then what happens is that, you know, month sales are down in the inventory. That's what causes that.
Gotcha.
Durable goods?
Down.
Yeah, these numbers are freaking me out. I don't know what's going on.
And that was a big swing. I mean, it was down 1%, and the forecast was for it to be up 0.2%. It was off by 1.2%. That's a huge miss.
Yeah, a huge miss.
Yeah, but if you exclude a few things, you'll find a positive.
We're coming back from North Carolina, and we're talking. If you take GDP, if you take auto sales, X everything else. It was a good quarter.
Yeah. So ex transportation, it was actually up 0.6%. Transportation and defense orders were up 0.6%.
Wow, that's good. Personal income. It says personal income growth for the quarter remained healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Income rose 0.4% above April's 0.3%. Now we have inflation of what?
Yeah.
So the real income has done what?
Negative.
Yeah, real spending fell.
Yeah.
Second consecutive decline. So what I'm telling you, folks, is that I hate to say this, but my suspicion is that the second quarter is going to be negative also.
You think so?
Yep.
I
hear nothing but BS from these people. They said, well, January and February sucked, but March was a big improvement.
Well, maybe. You know, they blame it on the weather, right? Maybe the meteorologists got the weather wrong, too. And they're like, now the weather was worse than
even the New York Times and the Washington Post said bad weather can't account for all of this. As we go along, interest rates, Ted, didn't change much.
Not much. The 2-year actually went up, but everything else went down. The 5-year was down 2 basis points.
And the 30-year mortgage was down
8 basis points.
4.16.
10 basis points. So that's
Jennifer, what's your mortgage rate?
My 3.7.
Yep.
Something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 3.75, I think.
Yep. And 10 years is
3.25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's around 3.25. Mm-hmm. I was refinancing every six. I was refinancing every time that the guy wouldn't lose his commission from the last refinance. Right? Because if you refinance it too soon, he loses money. So they kept me in tune. So, folks, I think 4.16% is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And if I was sitting around with a 6% mortgage. And now that the housing values have increased and you're happy in your house, I wouldn't be afraid to go out and refinance at 4.16. You're going to save some money, and then you can always refinance if it does fall lower.
Yep.
But I don't think it will.
Yep. Yep. So the market's actually down week to date, Doc. Down 0.34% year to date. It's up 5.84, led by utilities. Had a little bit of company news this week. And this goes right in line with the economic data we're seeing. Most of these company earnings were negative. I mean, most of these companies missed. Carnival beat their estimates. Shares were down 3%. Walgreens missed. Bed Bath & Beyond missed. General Mills missed. Monsanto beat. We're still eating, and people don't care about the genetically.
Yeah, but what happens when we won't use what's it called?
Genetically modified seeds.
What happens then?
Eh.
Our apples will look crappy.
Yeah.
Right.
No more seedless watermelon.
No more seedless watermelons.
I know. Like the best invention in the whole world.
I mean, what's going on? Come on. Genetically modified? I'm all in favor of it. I don't care if pigs got two snouts. Right? You?
Hey,
long as that belly is good, don't you think?
Eat everything except the oink. Right?
That's right. That's a great thing. Yeah, the market is down for the week, but, you know, it astounds me that they announced that the economy grew at a negative 2.9% and the market was up.
Yeah.
There's a disconnect here, Teddy.
And then they're saying most people, you know, they expected a negative number. Yeah. Did you expect it to go down another 1.9% from the initial?
Well, when we come back, we'll answer some of the questions and stuff like that, and we'll jabber on, and we'll get Jennifer involved in this. In fact, we're probably just going to take a break, Ted. You and I leave the room and
okay.
Just do that.
Okay.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
You better come inside. Let me teach you how to jive and wear.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.